Well, hi there. Steve Walters again, and it's February 19th, and hope you're enjoying Deuteronomy. It's kind of an interesting passage of scripture here, but I just want to come back to the same theme here, that the theme and focus for Deuteronomy is to remember. Moses is challenging the Israelites to never forget who God is and what he's done and how faithful he has been and how needy they are for God. So today we're going to study how does remembering about what God has done, affect our weekly schedule. Today's reading even had a prayer on remembrance and thanksgiving. And you saw on pages 226, 227, Deuteronomy 26, verses 5 through 15, is a prayer on remembering and thanksgiving. And they go both in hand. Israelites had been in the wilderness with a regular schedule. They had experienced no rest while they were in Egypt for those 400 years. They had worked 7 days a week as slaves. And in the wilderness, they observed the Sabbath, and they knew the importance of the Sabbath. But it was going to change when they got into the Promised Land. They were going to be busy. They were going into a land where they were going to be settling down. And they were going to be busy with crops and with livestock and with homes and with running the country. And I believe that Moses wanted them to not forget about the importance of the Sabbath and how God will care and bless them if they observe the Sabbath. Now, we had studied yesterday about the law of Moloch and the law of not worshiping Moloch, the law of idolatry. But today I want to focus on the law of the Sabbath. We read a lot about laws today. We read about tithing laws and dedication laws and witchcraft laws and laws against sorcery, laws against blasphemy. But today I want to talk about the Sabbath and how that applies to your life. The Israelites observed the Sabbath. The Israelites knew the importance of the Sabbath. But Moses was pointing out to them how important observing the Sabbath was and remembering who God is. Now, in today's society, we're in a blizzard of activity. We're more productive than ever before, but overproductivity can become counterproductive. Of the Ten Commandments, the one on the Sabbath is the longest and the most specific. The Sabbath is about resetting our lives towards God. The Sabbath is about taking the busyness of life and taking the Sabbath to get us back on track, to kind of be like our anchor to stabilize us, to be our compass to give us the right direction. And with the Sabbath, we have a chance to imitate God, because God took the Sabbath. Sabbath is about stopping, to surrender, and to give up our control of our life and to trust God. Pete Scazzaro, in his book, Emotionally Healthy Spirituality, was very influential in helping me understand about the Sabbath in a new and different way. In fact, he points out that in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 through 14, that stopping for the Sabbath by the Israelites was a sign to the surrounding nations of their liberation from God, by God. Scazzaro goes on to say that with the Sabbath, that God is the center and God is a source of our lives when we observe the Sabbath. When we observe the Sabbath, we are saying that God is the beginning and the middle and the end of our existence. With the Sabbath, we are saying that we trust God to provide and care for us. The Sabbath consists of four things, as Pete Scazzaro pointed out. He says the Sabbath consists of stopping, where you trust God, where you know that life will go on even when you take a rest, and that you are ultimately acknowledging when you stop in your life that you are acknowledging that God is on the throne. Sabbath also consists of rest, where you respect your humanness and that you recognize that you are a non-stop human. You cannot be a non-stop human being. We're not created that way to be non-stop. We need to rest. Sabbath also consists of delighting. After God had finished his work on creating, he said in Genesis 1:31, it was very good. The Sabbath gives you a time to look around and enjoy what is around you. The Sabbath consists also of contemplating, gives you a time to reflect, to worship God, and to worship God and his goodness and his love. So the Sabbath consists of stopping, of resting, of delighting, and of contemplating. Think of the Sabbath as a heavy snow day where everything is canceled, everything is closed, and you can't get out. That the whole day is blocked out, and it is a gift to you. May you realize the importance of the Sabbath and put it into your life in 2012. Remember, this is not a law in order to earn the right to be of God's people, but it is God saying to you, you are my people, so live this way. God bless, have a wonderful day, and may God's word be rich and alive as you rest in Him.